the dust by the radio. To come up is a must. People tuned in on your radio. Or you could even visit us by the .com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Getting light on the stars of tomorrow.
You need work in your career.
Steady J holds the title. And I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk. Ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dusk. Music wins with hot models. We got them. Life After Dusk. Dust by the radio. The come up is a must. Must. People tune in on your radio. You could even Dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day?
Yeah. It is hump day. Y'all know how we do it every freaking Monday and Wednesday here on Life That Does Live. I am your boy, Steady J, and of course, if it is Wednesday in the show, that means it must be hump day after dusk on the show. So, you know, I appreciate the love we always have from y'all and just supporting the network, the Dustspot Radio Network, keep us making it big, doing some big things. You know, and if you ever miss any parts of the show, you can always check them out at blogtalkradio.com/Steady J. And you can also check them on iTunes and search Dustspot Radio Network on iTunes. It's free. Why not? Let's to enjoy it, man. So there you go. And also, if you when you go to the Dustspot Radio Network page here on Blog Talk Radio, favorite it, man. They, you know, it can make it very easy to be able to love to watch this, listen to the shows you want us to. And, you know, always be informed of when the show is coming on. You'll get an automatic update when the show is cut great, be live. And also on top of that, I mean, again, to go back to, you know, they've been doing some reformatting. We're not only because we have our show on the front page, because we're a feature show, but on top of that, the fact of we actually have, it's where now you can show, like, your favorite shows will show up on the front page, so. Big ups to that. And, of course, you know, I'm glad to have one of my co-hosts with the most in the building with me right now, my girl Jakisa Moore. What's good?
What's good, boo? What's up?
Nothing much, you know. I was just reminding them what day it was.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day?
Yeah, I'm excited. It's coming up. I get excited. Oh, I know I didn't even say the public service announcement. I'm slipping. Y'all know the public service announcement we get out every hump day at the dusk. And that's, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly.
Amen.
So, yes, this has been brought to you by the hosts here on Dustspot Radio Network. So, here y'all go. We have given you the public service announcement. Make sure you use it accordingly. So
exactly.
I'm gearing up as far as today in the show. We got a very special guest we count on in a bit. Model / actress Amina Alexis will be in the building, and she will be who's also representing the brand Certified Rebel, which Rebel is an acronym for Revision, Endure, Believe, Enlighten, Love. So big ups to her. Can't wait to chop it up with her. She's making a lot of big moves. She got a really great buzz on YouTube. And when we're talking to her about how, you know, it's a lot of people obviously that models just look good, this, that, and the other. But what I like about her is at first glance, the person that they didn't see her YouTube video first and they saw her modeling. So they're like, well, okay, oh, man, she's bad. But, you know, she like cool. She like stuck up or whatever. She's hilarious, and she's one of the models that just, you know, that just pretty much pulls it down, and not all models just stuck up and just pretty, and doing this. Like, she looked good, and they have the personality to match it, so big ups to my girl Mina and Lexa making big moves like that. Now, Keith, I got to tell you about some about today's top news. You ready for this one? You ready for this? All right.
I'm ready. I'm trying to brace myself. I'm ready.
We have to bring y'all some hot news and some hot mess every freaking show. And our one of the big stories, the top story on MediaTakeOut.com, which is the most visited urban website in the world. It's a big exclusive that, you know, Raven Simone has a brand new girlfriend, and Raven's new chick is bad, according to what they're talking about. So they got some chicks of the two of them together. And yeah, she is bad. Yeah, she can kill.
Who is she? Is she in the industry?
Yes, and she's actually an ultra talented singer / songwriter, Ari Lennox. So I'll tell you.
Oh wow! Well, congratulations to her.
Bad. Oh, she's been like you said what now?
I never thought Raven would be gay. I'm sorry.
You lay in the bus.
I knew she was gay, but I just couldn't see her without her acting. I couldn't see her just saying, "Hey, I want a woman." I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. You know what's interesting about it is, which, you know, sometimes, you know, because Disney is like rolling dice with them. You never know what they're thinking. And as far as this, you know, she's able to be, you know, she's, for most part, she is pretty open. She's very, pretty open about it. And, heck, she's able to still do some of the products she's still doing and still have that Disney Cosby appeal. So,
I believe it's because she's not always in the limelight with it. You know, when you're always, everybody is not for gays. And when you're all in the limelight, it can take away a lot of your endorsements. So with her, she's kind of private but open. I don't know if that makes sense. It's not like every time you look up, oh, she's on a blog or she's doing this, she's doing that. So I applaud her for doing just that and still able to maintain who she is as a person and still able to have that impact on other kids who look up to her.
Right. You know, to me, if anything, more so, every time you see news on her, it's always about positive stuff.
Right.
It's always
that's
about big moves she's making, like you said. So even, you know, even if that is out there, you know, that in the day, the news will focus on is the fact that in the day, I always get to put out there is, hey, she is still being positive, so that we could really care less. In the day, she's not, you know, most of the stuff is always about her making big changes that are positive, like for her, the weight loss and stuff. It was just, it's always been somebody there for the most part. Well, except for that one story where it was talking about me and her getting freaky in the hot tub. But other than that, you know.
Oh, wow.
That's one of them chicks, you know, when you find you're one of them chicks that you be like, really? No. No.
Oh, my God.
You want to down to earth to the place. No.
She's very pretty, though. I think she's very, very cute.
Yeah, she's bad, man. She is bad. I was digging when she went before she got the weight loss. I was digging it in.
Yeah, so you're a true Raven Simone fan.
I'm like the same way I was with Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer Hudson can get it before and after Weight Watchers.
Look at you talk about before and after Weight Watchers. You're a man.
She just let it be known. She can get it before and after Weight Watchers. It is what it is.
That's how we know that you are a loyal fan to the people that you like, because you like them before and after whatever it is that they're doing.
Right, because, I mean, sometimes, I mean, really, at the end of the day, it's not about the status quo appearance necessarily that you go by. Like, I mean, people look at the history of people I've talked to, dated or whatever. A lot of times they're the people that don't really be peeping around the fact that they actually some really bad chicks.
Uh-huh.
They just don't be peeping at them because they are introverted. Like, they don't follow the rules. Like, they're not trying to always fit in with everybody else they doing. I don't like, you know, I'm a person, I don't like fitting in. I don't want nobody else is trying to fit in. Do what you do, and don't care about what everybody else got to say.
We must be related, because that's how I feel. Definitely how I feel.
It's the J's going on. The Seti J, the Jaquise, the more, it's the J's going on. That's what it is.
Gotta be. I definitely try to do me, and don't worry about anyone else. I can't do what everybody else do. I just can't. That's just not me. So I can't do it. I can't do anything that is not like me. Or of me. I can't do this.
All right. So now you ready for the next tidbit? All right. So do you watch the show? The Family Hustle with T.I. and Tiny?
Oh, I do watch that. Yes, I do.
Okay, so that means that you're very, very familiar with Neek Neek, or the Neek, and for those that don't want the proper name.
Zynie, yes.
Yes, and she, of course, she's in the girl group, popular girl group at that, called the OMG Girls, to which they seen Kitty songs, and very popular. And, as she's getting older and older, you know how it gets once they get older and older, what happens?
They go to get it. They want boys, I think.
And not just boys, but what else happens? What else happens? Let's see if you figure that part out.
I hope not babies, so we're going to say boys.
Not babies, but they get hot. They get hot.
Well, yeah.
They're getting hot. Like, she be trying to, like, she be doing, like, I was like, those people on the episode, and she knows she just grown up, she just a teenager, going through, the boy phase. All right, well, now boys trying to look pretty yummy, that type of deal. She's going to that phase. And where you're trying to realize, you're trying to learn more about yourself, so you want to show stuff off, like your legs and stuff. Well, in this case,
I've been seeing her on Instagram. I see it.
Oh, yeah, she got new pictures. They going in on media takeout. Keep in mind, she is only 17 years old. Let's put it out there.
Wow.
But, so she got a picture up, that everybody is going crazy over the fact that somebody can see her. And her hand ain't out all the way. It's not crazy, but it's still, like, showing enough. It's showing a little more. The thing is, when you're in a certain type of group and you're putting out a certain type of music, you do have to kind of watch out with, people like Image and everything. Well, in the day, I get away with a lot of kind of stuff because I'm not trying to be clean cut. Last time I checked, I remember life for us being clean cut. So I cannot, so I ain't got to rock around at clean cut all the time. But, you're in this group where it's supposed to be pop girl group, young girl group stuff. Then it kind of makes it hard for you to do that until you. I mean, you look at Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus, it was kind of hard for people to accept her doing this wild stuff. So,
Miley Cyrus in turn up mode. Now she's just, oh God.
She's twerking. She's doing the most now. She's twerking that chain.
Yeah. Turn up mode. I'm like, oh my
she's
God.
Like,
Miley.
Twerk that ass. Anytime you
say I'm like, bring Hannah Montana back because she is just. Molly done cut the hair, and she is just twerking her ass off. Oh, my God.
Niggas, what about these little girls that Alphas is like, ooh, Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana, Miley, Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
They going to follow everything
she do. But
one thing I can say about her,
her stuff still is floating around in Walmart.
Yeah, ain't it crazy?
Yeah, it's still floating around in Walmart, holding it down.
Alright, that being said, okay, what are we gonna do? We're gonna go to this quick. Literally.
You surprised me because you didn't hit on one thing before we went on break the T.I. and Gucci Mane beef. You didn't say anything about that.
It's so much beef going on at the freaking Wendy's.
Oh my God! I just want these people to get it together. I really do, but we definitely go on break. I just wanted to say that.
Wow, you try to get me started because we were going in on Glitz and Glamour yesterday about that. So much beef going on that turns into goddamn Wendy's.
Yes, it is crazy.
All right, if it goes to, you know, we're gonna mix it up a little bit on this music break. It's a little more hilarious than usual. And this is my girl, Mina Alexis, about to be in the show in a bit. It's a, it's a song, what is the parody of Starting from the Bottom? It's hilarious. It's called Farther from a Pickle. All right, so we'll be back.
Started from a pickle, now I'm here. Started from a pickle, now I'm all stuck, crapping here. Started from a pickle, now I'm here. Started from a pickle, now I'm all stuck, crapping here. Started from a pickle, now I'm here. Started from a pickle, now I'm all stuck, crapping here. Started from a pickle, now I'm here. Started from a pickle, now I'm all stuck, crapping here. I'ma tell you this from the jump. If you ain't bought that pickle, like the journey's gonna push you clear. Hungry, so I went to the store. Got the real pickles in the back of the road, man. Check the label, said overdue. Didn't pay no mind, so I ate about two, man. Tommy started hurting way too much. Kept falling in my pants, and now I'm fucked up, man. It started with a pickle, now I'm here. Started with a pickle, now I'm all stuck, crapping here. Started with a pickle, now I'm here. Farting from a pickle, now I'm all stuck, crapping here.
Oh, wait. I'll be right back.
You know, and wow. You just hear the song. No, you can watch the video. The video is hilarious, man. You gotta watch it because even all the stuff all around it is hilarious. But the most random thing that cracks me, yo, when I was watching that video, is see me doing the JB.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know, man. The song was hilarious, but when I watched the video, I was laughing more than the fact that she was doing the Drake dance. And she always had to do the Drake dance.
Wow. I gotta watch it. What is it on YouTube?
Because I'm not even looking to that. Exactly how Drake was looking when he'd be dancing, dude. All right, so I in the building. I think that's her right now while we were over here talking about her laughing and stuff. I got a very special kid. I have a child. I'm trying to breathe and breathe and stop laughing. It got a very special guest in the building. It got Mina Alexis.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, man. I'm trying to be serious. I couldn't keep a straight face, though. I was trying to bring you in, but I was still laughing. I was just thinking about that Drake dance.
Oh, Lord. No, let me... Okay, that was requested, okay? Like, one of the people who liked my videos, they was like, they wanted me to do one with a pickle. So I kept listening to the song over and over, and my stomach was hurting. And then that's how that song came up. And I know, like, people like dances, so I don't really know how to dance. So that was the best thing that I could make up, but...
But that's how JB did it too, though. That's what's so hilarious. I was like, wow, that must have me dying laughing. I was like, that looks just like how Drake be dancing.
I just did it. I didn't even know that.
I was like, wow, that's tripping. But okay, so you said, yeah, you thought you can't dance, maybe, but you know, like Miley Cyrus level where she, you know, she twerking. You know, every time you
what,
see her
what
now.
What is she twerking?
I don't know, but apparently she's doing another twerk video. She's obsessed with twerk now, and she twerks every chance she gets. She even got a video with Juicy J. She's doing the most now. And I'm out trying to twerk it, y'all.
Hello?
Yeah,
so,
y'all have to let
Rhonda
be great. She is just doing her right now, and it's sad, but we can't judge.
No, I love her. I love her to death. I'm just saying, like, she's twerking bone, though. Like
twerking? But why? Why, Marlon? You can just sit up there and do your little rock star dance. You don't have to twerk.
I agree with that 100%. But I'm just saying, like, there's nothing, like, moving when she twerks. It's just bone.
It's just
That's
air.
All I'm saying. Yeah, it's like, just... it's, you, the muscles are going, but nothing is moving. Like, we can't visually see anything moving. At least I can't. That's
I was thinking
she
about
got,
doing
got,
a video
she,
on
said
her,
she's
too.
Serving us, she twerking and serving us IHOP. International House of Pancakes.
Nothing but pancakes.
All right, so right at the top, you know, first off, you know, I want to thank you for coming to the show. We definitely appreciate you having me. You know, you're making a lot of big moves. You know, you're a model and you're an actress. And, you know, and heck, I need to add another fact that too, comedian, because, I mean, I literally genuinely laughing my behind off when I be watching your videos. I be trying so hard to...
Like, did you saw the pancake one, right? I got to go in on that. You saw the pancake one, right?
Yes. I can make pancake.
Yeah. Like, during that time, I was just so, like, I was upset, right? And so I was eating a lot, and I wanted to make videos, and at that point, I just really didn't care. So, and I knew people liked the parody things. I was like, well, let me just try this. So I was listening to a lot of trap music, and I came across that song, and then I made it about pancakes because that's all I was really eating, and I didn't expect anybody to really watch it, but apparently they did, so.
They was watching it, like, watching. I saw the views, I was like, dang, that song is hilarious. I can make cake. Because that's what I be doing, too. My mom be doing all the time. I just be hearing songs, and I be like,
right.
I'm going to make something stupid out of this song real quick.
Right, that's all it really is. Just be as stupid and fun with it as you can and just not care what people think, and it happens.
Now, I usually go in order of origin and how people got started, but, you know,
it's so much I got.
You know, I want to go ahead and first off go in. One thing that I want to touch as a big topic to me with you is your model.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have seen that by first glance, they're like, oh, my God, man, she's bad. But then, you know, people don't realize that you're actually a hilarious person. You're not just a model that just looks good. You actually have a great personality where people would have, like, you're like that person that you're not just a model you just wanted to just see. You're the model that they want to pay to come see because they want to laugh. Behind off of being somebody in the field. And so, you know, as far as of you, you know, how do you feel about that personally as far as being the model and not having, you know, as far as breaking the stereotype that all models that just look cute and speak when spoken to or whatever? What's your whole thought process on that?
Oh, I just use it to my advantage, honestly. Like, I don't see it as something bad. Like, whatever they look at me for, I just use it, you know? Like, they'll learn later. That's what happened at Walmart. So, it's like, you know, I just feel like it's on them when that happens. Like, they'll do their research or learn later somehow. Like, I don't, like, stress over that or anything.
Right, and you know, it with the, you know, you say, you know, you don't really stress over it or whatnot, but you know, how have you always been the type of person that doesn't necessarily been a person that doesn't really care? It's not more so a person that cares, and people levitate towards you. Like, what type of, you know? Let us end on that, you know, because every time I think about it, it just amazes me And I tell people all the time, like, you know, some of these models, they just want to get a bunch of followers on Instagram and Twitter, and so they can act stuck up and say, I'm better than you, I'm better than this person, I'm above you. You know, but, you know, let us in some more on, like, what you think about this. And why are you so different, and how, you know, you breaking that mold?
Okay, because honestly, like, I don't know how to say it. Like, I don't like to put names on myself too much. Like, I don't really, I guess you, like, model, actress, like, that's just the word that everyone knows. But I just feel like I'm just being myself. Like, I like to take photos, I like to act, and I like to make people laugh. So it's not necessarily, you know, that I'm just doing it to, you know, build up followers and stuff. Yes, I'm trying to, like, you know, touch more people, but that's not the goal. It's to, like, touch more people to make them smile somehow. So I guess it's because I just see it differently. Not, you know, it's not just like a business thing to me. It's to make people happy and, you know, to do what I love. So hopefully I answered your question.
Oh, that was perfect. That was perfect.
Okay.
But okay, so as far as, you know, let us know how you actually got started in each thing. You know, you kind of told us a little bit about how you got into videos, what led you to get into modeling, you know, what led you to getting serious about that, acting, all that kind of stuff. Let us know. Give us the origin of what happened that leads you to
this. Okay, so I was always, like, the ugly girl in school. Like, my nickname was literally the ugly girl, right? So,
what?
Right? Like, yeah, just the ugly girl, ugly girl. Like, it was like that. So, that really hurt my self-esteem. So when I would look at photos of, like, Victoria's Secret models, I'd be like, damn, she's so hot. Like, I want to look like her. I want to be her. That's how it was at first. And so then I start, you know, taking photos, and then I got my Facebook, and then I started feeling myself a little bit, and I grew a little confident more in my looks, not really thinking about, you know, what other people said and what I knew I could do, and it just kind of happened that way. Like, I didn't really start to get serious with modeling until, last April, and that's when I was just mad. Like, I just didn't care anymore. Like, I just wanted to do, you know, stuff that made me happy. And I always knew that I wanted to model, and I knew that I, you know, was good enough when I stopped caring about what other people thought. So then that's how I did that. I think I always act. Like, it's just natural to me. I honestly didn't know I was an actress until I did the video on, like, the puppets and stuff. So, it's just natural. Like, I just started taking it seriously when I started doing my videos, honestly. Like, I didn't even consider it at first. I considered modeling before I did acting.
We all have humble beginnings where we start to, you know, lead us into doing something else. Because I wasn't even thinking about being a radio host. Radio host was never like in my list of things. Oh, you know what? When I grow up, I wouldn't be a radio host.
Right. Uh-huh.
That was like something that was just happened. Everything else I was doing and trying to get to doing, this was the thing to make it to be the forefront. So,
right.
And
exactly.
I just love
that's
doing
how it is
it,
with
man.
The,
it's crazy.
Right. That's how it is with the comedian thing with me. I'm like, what? I'm funny? Really? Like, I didn't think I was that funny. I still don't.
Because you're not trying. It seems a lot of people don't be peeping at, you know, because I got a chance to do stand-up in March. And I always thought about doing stand-up, but I was just so nervous, and then I finally went and did it.
No, I can't do stand-up. I get so nervous.
And people died laughing. I did all that off the top of the dome. I had no idea what I was going to do, but it all went off the top of the dome. And then you're not trying to be funny. You're just being you and just being, and it just happens to be funny. People love it.
I mean, like, I feel like if I did stand-up, I'll just have the goofiest face and just, like, the whole time. I wouldn't know what to say. I'd be too nervous. It would just be awkward for me to be, like, I think, in front of people right then and there and do it. Like, it's different when you're in your room and your camera, you know, with your camera, but being in front of people like that, I couldn't do it. At least I don't think I can right now.
Oh, you'll get to that point. You will. It's a monomatic thing. What you gotta do is you basically pick a person when you're walk on the stage or whatnot. And this is anything you're doing performing wise. You pick a person, you look at them, and you keep picking a person every time. And you make it to where you are focused on the crowd, but you're not necessarily are focused on the crowd. Because if you focus on the person every time you turn it, you blink all those people out, so now you're nervous and you feel like it's a one-on-one. And now the nervousness about the crowd disappears.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Because I'm telling you, once you start doing that, maybe it's DJ or whatever, that's how you do it, and you won't be like, oh, my God. Man, it's so much. My brain about to explode. I have so much in my head. I know you got the Tony Colbert show.
Oh, yes, Tony.
You know,
yes,
I
love Tony. He found me on Craigslist. I'm so happy he found me. Thank you, Tony.
Wait. Time out. There's actually good stuff, reliable stuff on Craigslist.
Yes, I've met so many great people on Craigslist. You have no idea.
I don't know. I didn't see some people get pulled. I know people that got ripped off on Craigslist.
People know me, I used to prank call
massage therapist on Craigslist, which is where massage therapist.
No, that's
just
the
have
creepy
to become
stuff.
A
like,
segment
you know,
called
you Craig,
Craigslist hookers.
Oh my god!
that was fun. We used to prank call them and piss. We would piss them off. Like, and I put these nerdy voices on, like,
hello, I'm sorry, and I'm looking for a really good time. I've never done anything like this before. I was wondering if you can help me.
I'm going to do that.
I'll be having a, oh, my God. They're like, well, sweetie, just calm down. Don't worry. I'm going to take real good care of you. You know, just hurry and come, you know, just hurry and get something set up. Okay, so I would do all kinds of stuff. I would even do the gay guy calling the straight woman and telling her, I don't want your filthy hands on me too long. I'd be going in, man. So
I'm
surprised. There's good things on Craigslist. We've learned something new today.
Right, but that video though, it got like, what, almost 10,000 views, like, today. I was like, did you buy those views? He was like, no. Like, it just kept people are liking it. Like, they retweeting it. So that's cool. I hope it gets, you know, the good views, you know, later on. Because I think it could possibly be, like, a TV show from what he told me. So,
niggas, can I tell everybody about it? I mean, when you tell me the concept of the show, that was amazing to me. I like, kind of tell everybody, like, the direction of what the show's about. Because that was crazy. I was like, what? That's what it's about?
Yeah, it's about pretty much his real life. And I play his sister, Keisha. And I got a restraining order on his stepdad, or my stepdad. So, and they all live in the same house. So me and the dad have to be 200 feet away from each other in the same house. And this really happened in his life. So that's the funny part. It's based on true story.
This is the part of the episode where I was laughing, where because you yelling and no one in to come in. He's doing grace. Over the cell phone. I'm like, wow, I'll die laughing. He's over here trying to do crazy.
So he got through the grace of the cell phone, for, and he got to eat outside the patio. Like, dang, that's messed up, man.
That's his life. That's so sad.
You know, the best thing to do is make fun of life. So I'm going to slide over to my co-host with the Moses, because I know she always has some lighting things to talk about. And she probably got some other crazy stuff to talk to you about, too, because I was being low-key nice, but I am going to get meaning. So I hope you're ready.
Oh,
stop
it. See, you always make me seem like the bad one.
I'm not saying you're the bad one. I'm just saying.
Oh, wow. But I asked my favorite questions to every model. So if you're listening and your radio interview is coming up, you better have this answer for me. Who inspires you to be a model? I have to know. Like, this is something I have to know for me.
Right.
Because I have heard some crazy things. So I have to know who inspires you.
Black China.
These crazy things. Like,
we trying so hard not to give that to them, because we go back down that dark road. We just don't come back. We trying not to go to that dark road again.
Yo, y'all, I don't care. Like, my Black China was my inspiration. She has, like, the fattest ass in the game. And I was like, man. Like, I'm just playing.
I was like, I love that about you. I love positive people, period.
Oh, thanks. I do too.
Where do you see yourself going with your modeling career? Please, never mind. Just where do you see yourself going?
With modeling, honestly, I want to be in an agency. Like, I think I'll be satisfied. Yeah, I'll be satisfied with getting into a decent agency. No, like, booty vixen agency. Just a simple, good agency. Like, I really love to act more than I love to model, honestly. So,
oh, wow.
I'd be more satisfied if I can just get into a nice, you know, well-known agency with my modeling, and that would be cool because I feel like I came a long way with that. Like, at first, I just was considered myself as, like, you know, the ugly girl in school, but now I'm in a well-established agency. Like, that'll make me happy, honestly.
So what are you doing? So my next question that follows that is, what steps are you taking to achieve that goal? Because that's considered a goal. You want to be in an agency,
right,
where you probably won't have to do all of the legwork. It is done for you. You just get out there and do you. So what steps are you taking to achieve that?
Right. I do a lot of photo shoots with some, you know, good photographers, like the ones that I really like working with. He's called 1,000 Words Photography. He's done shots for, like, you know, Victoria's Secret, King, like, well-known places. So I really work with him, and I, like, it helps me to, like, practice and learn. And once I get, like, I feel confident that, you know, my pictures are good enough, I will send them to, like, agencies that I want to be in and stuff like that. And also mainly money, because I want to, like, travel to the, what's it called, the, to be interviewed and stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's mainly money and practicing for me right now.
So are you attending any castings or what? Are you just getting your portfolio together?
Yeah, mainly getting my portfolio together. I just recently started doing castings because, honestly, like, I know I got to get over it, but I would really prefer to do my own stuff than be in someone else's stuff because I can do whatever I want. Like, the creativity is, you know, unstoppable when it comes to if I do it myself. But, yeah, I'm definitely, like, doing castings now and trying to get my name out there more. Because it's fun to meet new people and just learn more about yourself through someone else's eyes when it comes to, like, you know, their character that they want you to portray. So it's coming along.
Gotcha. Well, I am so proud of you. At least you have it together. You definitely have it together. I can tell by the conversation.
Oh, thanks. Let me guess, you got a lot of people. Like, you got a lot of people who don't got it together on the show.
And I don't lie. We ain't going to say a lie. We just know, we know a handful of people that we, you know, that, I don't know if we want to get started. I'm beginning.
Okay, I'm saying you're like, don't do it.
I saw those Facebook messages.
Don't do it.
Oh, my God.
I was trying to keep calm. I'm like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. But no, you do, Ashley, you do seem like you have it together, and I'm proud of you, and I definitely look forward to seeing you on the big screen, so hopefully you keep it up. I like to tell people it's all about hard work and determination. Whatever you put in is what you're going to get out, so if you go hard, you're going to succeed, I can promise you that. So I definitely, it was great speaking with you. You're amazing.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, like when you said the hard work and determination thing, like one thing that I made to, you know, encourage myself, like I like to call myself a rebel, and to me it stands for revision, endure, believe, enlighten, and love. And those are all the words that, you know, help me get through what I'm doing. I feel like there's certain stages with that until I could, like, you know, officially do what I feel that I need to do. For the world, because I feel like everyone has a purpose, and I feel like my purpose is to pretty much bring out that, you know, entertaining and just being yourself is okay, because everything is seems so programmed now.
Oh,
like,
yes,
you have to be,
girl,
a certain way. Yeah.
Let's not go to church. Let's not go to church.
All right, now,
we're
going to get personal, because I hope you know we ain't get out of that either. We all about to get personal.
Here it is. You gotta be top city.
Okay, now, first off, all right, so for all the men who are, want to know, you know, that's checking for you, the ones that don't think you're ugly, you know, as far as the ones that are inquiring, and
all
the thirsty guys on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, wherever, you can get your answer right now. Are you currently dating anyone?
Yes, I am.
Yo, guys, you got the market.
You don't know? I'm dating Joe.
I saw how she did that. That was good. That was a good one.
I'm taken. I'm married.
Oh, oh Mary. Keith, you don't know who Joe is.
I don't know who to look. I'm like, okay, take a moment.
She don't know who Joe is. She don't know who Joe is.
People don't know who Joe is. You got to tell them who Joe is. Wow.
He's the love of my life. I met him online. We've been talking for, like, what, 2 weeks now?
Tell her who Joe is. She holding out on you. Ask her to tell you who Joe is. Tell her to describe Joe's character. No physical characteristics.
Oh, he's like, what? He's kind of, what, soft, cottony, you know, dark skin.
Wait a minute, he's
doing
Kit the Bear.
he's a puppet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you gotta show them, but you gotta watch the video. You gotta watch the video, Keith. Oh my God, where Joe? She comes in and catches Joe messing with the nurse or whatever.
No, we talk. It's okay. We fixed that. We're okay now.
Oh, y'all fixed that. Okay, I was wondering.
Yeah.
You know, I was wondering how you and Joe. Okay, I'm gonna put you on the spot because I was. This isn't necessarily really. It's very personal, but I got to put you on the spot because you got to do it because it's hilarious. Can you do that? You got to do the impersonation. You already know
what?
Who I'm asking. Hey, what is
Which
his
one?
Name? I can't think of his name. The guy. When you do the guy.
I got enough to laugh. Okay. Well, you talking about me? What the fuck?
What happened?
Yeah, what's up, man? What's up,
Hello?
My nigga? What's up?
What's up, nigga? What the fuck? What's up? What's good? You talking
man,
about
you, that? Man, you getting them hoes out there, man?
Oh, yes. Mad bitches. You know, what's up?
you know, me. I'm just trying to make sure you wrapped it up, right, man?
You know, that nigga in that video, you know. He did now. I told you that was that nigga's life. But now, you know, I'm cool as shit. It's all good.
I had to give you.
Was that you, Fetty?
No, that was Nina.
I'm like, what? I'm like, tune in, thinking someone about to fight. I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
She does. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. See, I'm telling y'all, man. This is like, yeah, no, I'm not. I actually be watching these videos, man. I mean, she has an alter ego that she has that she does on one of her videos where she goes the whole makeup and wardrobe and everything, and she turns into a complete dude and does that voice and everything. And, like, with them dudes that try to act extra hard and whatever, and she goes into this full character doing it.
It's so funny. You know, I'm going to make a part two to that. I already got it written out. It's going to be so funny.
Her homeboy
started trying to hit on him and talking about he got feelings for him and stuff. I was like, wow, it's getting real.
Wow.
That is crazy.
Yeah, you're going to have your keys up all night now. She's going to be like, trying to catch on. Like, I gotta see these videos. I keep laughing.
Look, so. I was about to tell her, please leave your YouTube name so I can go see, because it sounded like you. And I'm like, wait, mm-hmm. Are they arguing? What are they talking about? Are they arguing? And then I was like, no, they're not arguing. I definitely gotta see it.
Yeah, of course, definitely. I actually gotta put up a new one. I've been working at Walmart so hard, like. I gotta put up a new video.
Save
like,
money, live dude. Better. Walmart.
Yes, Walmart. The Walmart I work at is no Walmart like it. Like it's the new and improved one. So
some Walmarts you go to and they be having some ratchet people in them.
No, this one is like high class. It's in like the probably the richest part in Virginia.
There's a high class version of Walmart. What?
Right. Well, please send me some pictures.
Because I'm really going through all the Walmarts and doing the math. Ain't really too many. You mean, really,
right.
You get it could be ratchet black people, ratchet white people, ratchet Mexican people.
Nah, man, this Walmart, they upgraded. They're not playing. They're like, they're tired of that representation.
This is the year of the ratchet.
Rat it. I mean, I know they say save money and live better, but people just save the money. They ain't doing the living better part. They look at ratchet. It's ridiculous. All right, okay. What am I doing? I might go to the phone lines. I see we got a caller with their hand up in the air. All right, we got somebody from the 301. You're on Life to Dust Live. What we got? Don't be scared. Don't be scared. You put your hand up. I'm opening. I'm opening a line on you. Don't be scared. Who we got for the 301?
Hello?
Uh-oh.
What's up?
Hello.
What's up?
First of all, let me tell y'all something. She ain't kill that dude. I'm that dude. That Devin dude that y'all talking about, I'm that dude. I ain't dead. I touched that ass. It felt
nigga,
delicious.
What the fuck? Nigga, what the fuck you calling here for? Who the fuck is... Nigga, get off my
you
line.
You know what I'm calling for, Devin. You know what I'm calling
get
for.
Get off my line.
I ain't going to get off your line. I ain't going to get off your line. And let me say that, Mina Alexis, I am your number one biggest fan. I am biggest fan. Can I just take a little moment to, like, sing something to you?
No, get him off.
Yes, we
please.
Want to hear it. See the.
Okay.
My body is your
no.
body.
Holy
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
no.
The rest of the world. Tonight I'm
going to get
him
off.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
I can't.
Love you,
oh,
love you. Love you, girl.
You sound like you're out of breath.
I'm out of breath, man.
Oh, man. He's trying to let you know. You say your body is his body. And vice versa.
That's right.
Oh, man. You should do this, so you say, I didn't love you to face it.
Like, he made love seem like it had, like, 48 letters in it. I'm like, oh, my God, it's love.
It's love. Love and affection. Love.
He said, and he drags.
He
like,
got to
oh,
use
Lord.
That freaking word.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, okay. I'm trying to wipe my tears. I'm, like, over here crying. Okay, I'm trying. I got to breathe. Okay. All right, so as we come to a close, we got about 5 minutes left now. We got a special surprise. Some people know, but some of you
I
want to
sing my solo.
Oh, Lord, who's going to sing? Jakeisha, you want to sing?
No, that's a lie. It's called the lie.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to sing.
Oh, Lord, we got another. Oh, you got to sing? Okay, hold on. You got a solo? Okay, let's hear this. Let's hear this.
Yeah.
I see that. We got choir for us. She got.
Hello?
I thought you were about to sing for us. I was waiting. I was like, hold on.
Oh, okay. No,
I
was not about to sing. I'm like, it's called a lie. What was I about to say?
I said, did she get scared? Don't get scared.
No, I can't
sing.
We're
give you one of these. If you get scared, we're going to give you one of these. can't be scared on here.
I'll sing for y'all one day.
All right. We're going to hold you to that. We're going to hold now. All right, Mina, I'm going to let you go ahead and tell the surprise that people might not know. Some people, they kind of, you know, they might just be late reading your feed. But I know tomorrow you got a special thing about to start doing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to let you go ahead and say about that.
I'm going to be a co-host, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah. She's going to be a co-host on every Thursday on the fly?
Yeah, on the fly. That's me. But he don't be texting me back.
Okay.
So I'm feeling like I'm an outcast.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Camacho, need to text me ASAP.
Yeah, Camacho, you heard. She calling you out.
I'm calling you out.
Camacho and SJ, she calling y'all out.
I like his name. Camacho.
Camacho. Come here, it's me, Camacho. Play my video game.
Camacho. I just like his name. When I first read it, I thought it was. I think it was Camacho, but it's Camacho, right?
Yeah, like Camacho. Camacho. Like it's like you're in like one of those romantic movies where you're about to give the woman some. Tortillas. It's me.
Oh, okay.
like Rico Suave. Oh, man.
He's a good rapper, though. I heard some of his music. It's pretty good.
Yeah, he'd be going in. Simon, he'd be going in.
It was funny when that dude fell off the bike. I was laughing, actually. I was cracking up.
Oh, yeah. And you about to walk into, I just got preparing you for tomorrow. It's going to be crazy because last week we started getting into a random discussion about chicken at the end, and that went on for 20 minutes straight about chicken.
Okay, that's my kind of show then. I could go on and on about chicken.
We keep going there because I think last week were sponsored by hoodrats.com. And like there were like the first hundred people that joined HoodRats.com, East Bay got a 10% discount on coupon at any chicken house in their area. So we started talking about chicken, you know, letting know that hey, if they run out of dark, you can't complain. They'll give you white meat, you know, shit and the others. You can't complain.
That's
you're getting it 10% off and then. If you in the first five people on there, they was getting free chicken. It was gonna be like one leg and shoot whatever, like a neck turkey, like a turkey neck. It ain't gonna quite go together, but they gonna hook you up.
That's funny. Oh wow.
Yeah, we like Oprah in this mug. Oprah's getting our free chicken. Oprah, you ain't the only one giving our free chicken. Oprah, we getting that free chicken too over here.
That's funny.
So yeah,
okay,
man. Now you got let everybody know how they can catch you. You know your Twitter, Facebook, YouTube,
yes,
freaking what? Instagram, whatever, man. So many. I go all pages on sites.
Okay, cool. Like I said, I don't think I said it. I'm saying it now. Twitter, Instagram is LUVMINALEXIS, which is Love Mean Alexis. I don't know why I chose that name. It just kind of rolled off the tongue, you know, Love Mean Alexis. But anyway, but YouTube and Facebook, it's just Mina Alexis. Like, I mainly post stuff on Facebook because, like, looking at my followers on Twitter kind of depressed me. So I just stay on Facebook and YouTube.
you see, I'm about to preach. A long time ago, there was a boy named Sidney J. He already had 100 followers. Then he got to 1,000. You know, I was hitting, I was like, oh, shot to my number 200, shot 300. No, then I started having to stop counting hundreds, start counting thousands, and now I got about 4,000 something, you know. But you got to know how to weed and wet. Because we white people on Twitter, too, that just be sitting there and just get on. And don't ever talk about that. They just say hi, and then that's it.
Right.
Like, that's it? That's all you going to tweet about? Like, really? That's what's good, son? Okay. But, okay, so, man, it's definitely great to have you. I'm coming to the show. Definitely great to have you.
Definitely.
As part of
I love her.
Too.
I definitely
Aww.
Love her. And you don't even hear me say that on the show. I actually love her. And I definitely want to do a part two interview with you to catch up with you in the future.
Oh, great. That would be great because I'm actually, hopefully, like, you know, because I'm working on a Love and Hip Hop DC. And I got some parodies coming up with other songs. I'm thinking about doing a Miley Cyrus one. And I got Bill and Joe, my puppets. They're going to have their own show, too. And then there's the Tony Cobain show. So there's still a lot to talk about.
Oh, wow. We definitely look forward to
it
in the future. Well, you guys know where you can find Little Old Me. I'm on Twitter. I'm Jakisa Moore, and that's J-A-K-I-I-S, Amore, A-M-O-R. One word, the same thing on Instagram. Y'all can't follow me on Facebook because I won't approve y'all. So that's how you can follow.
It's like your fan page, though.
No, I do have a fan page. It is Jakisa Moore, and it's two words instead of one. But my personal Facebook is so locked out, nobody can add me. So
she got it on clink.
So that's how you can find me. Wave at me, speak to me. I'm very friendly. I may not look it, but I'm friendly.
Mm-hmm. You just keep it real.
Especially,
I gotta
see her.
Some people are scared.
Hallelujah. I'm about to get me started in here today. All right. I mean, a special caller. What's your name, man? By the way, man. You know, I'm gonna let you get some love too. Maybe give people a shout out so I know how to find you.
Wait, huh?
Hello.
Hello. He might be taking this shit. That might be what it is. Hold on. Oh yeah, I heard something
talking about.
Yeah, he took that shit. So you know how you be on the phone and you don't be wanting nobody to know you on the toilet. So you be like kind
right?
of low-key.
That'd
be
the struggle,
like,
man.
Man, what's up? You be talking loud so they don't hear your turn, hit the water. They be like, oh, what's up, man? Yeah, I know.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's probably what he was going through. But, man, y'all missing parts of the show. Remind y'all that y'all can always check them all out at blogtalkradio.com/SeddyJ. That's CEDDY, letter J. That's where all the shows on Dust Fire Radio Network, including Life of the Dust Live, which you hear every Monday and Wednesday, every Tuesday, Glitz and Glamour, and then every Thursday, which you can catch starting this week, Mina Alexis on. And that's on the fly. You can catch her live via that channel, and you can even, if you miss your shows, you can catch it that way too. And on iTunes for free. It's for free. Fall free on iTunes. Just type in Dustpot Radio Network. And we on Dustpot.com too, so there you go. again, Mina, I definitely appreciate you for coming to the show. Definitely, it was great having you. You know, continue doing the videos. You and all the people that's doing the videos with y'all are hilarious. Definitely want to continue to see more and more come from y'all.
Okay, I will do my best.
Mm-hmm. All righty. All right, we out, y'all. We out. I put my Texas voice back on. All right, we out, y'all. So remind you, never you do, no matter how you do it, no matter how where you are, remember, where there's a Jay, or where there's a Mina, or where there's a you, there is a way. Y'all yeah, tuned in to an episode of Life at the Dozen Live. Your boy said it, Jay, and girl, Jakeesa Moore. But I got to remind y'all, when you come to the show every Wednesday, you know what day it is.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Pump day!
Yeah. All right, we out.